Discipleship have a lot to do with persistence, and you can see it in Paul's life. So he had a passion. He lived in purity. He had a clear purpose, but he also was persistent. In the beginning of the chapter 2 in 1 Thessalonians, you can see that they had a lot of resistance, but they break through. And you can see in Paul's life, he had a lot of opportunity to give in. And a church planter, as a church planter, you have a lot of opportunity to give in. And in discipleship, you will be disappointed. I have been a lot of disappointment. You will feel you are failing. You will have many voices to say that give up, give in, don't do it. But Paul was persistent. He was standing there in the middle of every fight. And the only thing he had to throw himself on Jesus. What is on the past, I forget. What I do now, I look to Jesus and go on. And that's the heart of a disciple. And that's the heart in disciple making. You have to be persistent because you will be hurt. You can easily be disappointed. But you stand through in church planting, doing disciples, new disciples in persistence. And that's a character that also transfers. Because when people are looking at some people with character to stand in the middle of everything. And when they see people stand, they get courage themselves. The character of persistence is transferring to the people around. And they need people that stand no matter what. Because that helps the other people around to stand. As a church planter leader, you need to be persistent in the middle of every situation. That's hard. That's not easy. But you can. With Jesus.